You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
Gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
I want an official Red Ryder cup in action to a Jones while arrow.
Ooh. How does he do it?
Holiday Hoobie Wuddy.
I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in a normal book.
Yes, there is!
Yo, Bob! Break's over!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. Now, I know I said that I was going to try and do a one-week episode to get caught up, but, you know, again, life happened. But remember, you can subscribe to Christmas Podcasts podcasts, and a new roundup episode will drop in your feed as they come in. Just subscribe wherever you get your feeds from. Now, I'll get you up to date about the new episodes that dropped in the past couple of weeks. So stop by ChristmasPodcasts.com and find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave your review of those podcasts. And ready, with all that underway, let's get on with the episode.
Rev up the engines.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of March 13th through the 26th. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 13th titled Christmas Pickles. Jack focuses on the wonderful tradition of the Christmas pickle. First up, he discusses the history of the tradition. Does it date back as far as the days of the real St. Nicholas? Is it from the American Civil War? Or was it just the clever idea of some marketing executive who had too many pickle ornaments left over? Who knows? Next up, Jack listens to some of the wonderful songs about Christmas pickles. There's links in the show notes at ChristmasPodcast.com if you want to listen to La Legende de St. Nicholas, The Carol of the Christmas Pickle, A Pickle for My Christmas Tree, and Grandma's Christmas Pickle. Then he chats with Rhiannon Cezanne from Berrien County Historical Association, and she tells us about the Berrien Springs Pickle Festival. His podcast recommendation is I'm Not Complaining with Robin and Juno, the brand new podcast from his two young daughters. Tis the Podcast had an episode on March 15th titled, But Time, the Spirit of Santa Lives On, He Lives in All of Us. The elves gather at the North Pole to discuss the first three Christmas episodes of the classic 90s television comedy Home Improvement. The episodes they will be talking about are the following. Season 1, Episode 12, You'll Better Watch Out. Season 2, Episode 12, I'm Scheming of a White Christmas. Season 3, Episode 10, A Frozen Moment. Listen as Tom, Julia, and Anthony talk histories and reminisce fondly about the show that was a staple in all of their households growing up. Does it hold up to a critical lens, however? Find out in this fun, quote-filled, nostalgic episode that is sure to transport you directly to the Taylor's living room. Snow in Southtown podcast had an episode on March 15th titled St. Patrick's Day 2021. Mike and Rusty are celebrating St. Patrick's Day and the return of spring with a special podcast episode. They discuss Leprechaun's Christmas Gold from 1981 and briefly compare it to the Leprechaun horror series. Also, telling your friends to go, backing into parking spots, and allowing your kids to get hit in the head with flying vegetables. The background music includes songs from Elton's The Red Crow, Bing Crosby, Dennis Day, and the Rankin-Bass film. They'll be back for Leon Day. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on March 16th titled Magnum P.I. with Saturday Morning Mafia. Jerry has Todd and Michael from the Saturday Morning Mafia on to talk Magnum P.I. There is an art heist, a military training drill, and that sweet, sweet Selleck stash. Hawaiian shirts and Lays abound. Oh yeah, there's a voiceover too. Grab some popcorn and check it out. Good times to the max. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on March 17th titled Minute 51, Yo Joe, featuring Carrie K. Heim. After an awkward moment from Santa that may or may not poke a hole in John's all-knowing Santa theory, the sleigh takes to the sky. Joe finally realizes that it really is Santa Claus. Plus, Carrie K. Heim reveals reindeer secrets. Radio City Music Hall's reuse of the scenes, and more. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 51 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis the podcast, an episode on March 18th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 8, Step into Christmas, as read by Todd Killian of Christmas Clatter. Todd Killian of the always excellent Christmas Clatter will read to all of you Chapter 7 of Anthony's tale entitled Step into Christmas. Within this chapter, you'll meet two longtime partners of the NYPD, Seamus Dwyer and Andrew Lee, as well as their beleaguered boss, Lindsay Pendleton. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on March 19th, titled Nat King Cole. Ken Kessler from The Sound of Christmas talks about the legendary Christmas music of Nat King Cole following Cole's 102nd birthday. Christmas Time in the City podcast, an episode on March 20th, titled How You Doin', with Ron Hogan of the Filmstrip podcast. Join Chris and Chris as they chat and play some games with Ron Hogan from the Filmstrip podcast about all things Christmas and New York City. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on the 21st titled Solomon Burke and Eddie Money. Ken gives a quick tribute to Solomon Burke and Eddie Money, who shared the same birthday on March 21st and shared a love of Christmas music. This is a podcast, an episode on March 22nd, titled Topanga's Going to Be Staying Here for Christmas Overnight. Could We Please Not Run Naked Down the Hall Singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, I'm Looking at You. Julia, Tom, and Anthony are joined by Matt Urich, a.k.a. Mr. Gary Blauman, to talk about the four Christmas episodes of the beloved 90s show Boy Meets World. The episodes discussed are Season 1, Episode 10, Santa's Little Helper, Season 4, Episode 12, Easy Street, Season 5, Episode 11, A Very Topanga Christmas, and Season 6, Episode 11, Santa's Little Helpers. Settle back, relax, and listen as they discuss their storied histories with the show, the universal love for Mr. Feeny, how warm, Christmassy, and full of Linus moments these episodes are, favorite moments from the show overall, how much the show holds up to this day, and favorite quotes galore amongst much, much more. Also featured in this episode, the return of the question of the week, courtesy of Mr. Urich himself. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on March 22nd, titled The Life of Our Lord, A Brief Look at the Gospel According to Dickens. Art talks a little bit about Charles Dickens' Gospel, The Life of Our Lord, that he wrote for his children. Since A Cozy Christmas is primarily a Christmas podcast, he reads from his chapters about the birth and early life of Christ. Art also shares listeners' thoughts about a different perspective on A Christmas Carol, gives a book recommendation for this month's Cozy Christmas Book Corner, and shares a memory of his that explains why the carol God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen has haunted his nightmares. Christmas Clatter podcast, an episode on March 23rd, titled Dust Off Your Air Guitar. Todd is joined by Dwayne of the Tinseltune podcast and Scott and Jay of the Jingle Jank podcast to discuss the 1997 album Merry Axmas, A Guitar Christmas. Steve Vai, Joe Perry, Jeff Beck, and more put together the roster of this underrated and forgotten Christmas record. Tinseltune's podcast, an episode on March 23rd, titled Cliff Richard, His Number One Christmas Songs. It's Tinseltune's first episode of 2021, and Dwayne is happy to be back. He looks at the two number one Christmas songs from Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine and Savior's Day. Check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com for links to alternate versions of Mistletoe and Wine. Santa by the Minute podcast, an episode on March 24th, titled Minute 52, The Most Shocking Minute of the Movie. It's the one-year anniversary of the podcast. Santa and Joe continue their sleigh ride through the sky above New York City. Along the way, John and Ben take a closer look at some of New York City's landmarks, feel bad for Donner for being forced to attempt the super-duper looper again, wonder what time of night the scene is taking place, discuss the origins of the phrase, the old college try, get upset at reindeer bullies, and are shocked by something they never noticed until now. Join them as they discuss Minute 52 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Holly Jolly Xmas, who had a podcast on March 24th titled Peggy Hayama, Peggy's Christmas, Winter Wonderland. It's the third episode of Season 2 of Holly Jolly Xmas. For Women's History Month, Scott is discussing Peggy Hayama's 1964 album Peggy's Christmas, Winter Wonderland. Totally Rad Christmas podcast had an episode on March 24th titled Perfect Strangers with Matt Urich. Matt Urich from TGI Podcast joins Jerry to talk about the quirkiness that is Perfect Strangers. Cousin Larry and Belky are up to shenanigans. And of course, there's couch cushions, Santas, and Christmas turtles. Check it out. Seasons Eatings podcast an episode on March 25th titled Malva Pudding. It's a dessert whose origin is of great debate. It can be considered the quintessential South African Christmas dish. Its name is hotly contested to come from three different sources. Glenn discusses the origin and history of this soft sponge cake filled to the brim with a rich, decadent sauce. This is the history of Malva Pudding. Tis the podcast on episode on March 25th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 8. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, as read by Craig Kringle of Weird Christmas. Craig Kringle of the always fascinating Weird Christmas will read to all of you Chapter 8 of Anthony's tale entitled It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Within this chapter, you'll meet the character of Hudson Jackson, an employee of Animal Control Services of New York, and his beloved mother, Violet. Can't wait for Christmas podcast an episode on March 25th titled White Elephant Gift Exchange. Tim explores the Christmas party staple, the White Elephant Gift Exchange. He also takes a listener suggestion and counts down the top five Christmas songs from Lorena McKennett. Continues the 2020 yum with a recipe for Christmas meatballs, and hears listeners' thoughts for attending fictional Christmas parties in the latest season's musings. Yuletide TV podcast an episode on March 25th titled Raising Hope, The Last Christmas with Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter. The boys welcome Todd Killian from the Christmas Clatter podcast to watch and discuss The Last Christmas from the third season of the Fox sitcom Raising Hope, available on Hulu. Does this blue-collar comedy have what it takes to be elevated to the ranks of a Christmas classic? Listen to find out. Non-Christmas topics include washing hands, mailmen, ski hill rules, Super Troopers alpacas, forgeries, burn notice, 2012, apocalypse plans, alone, pajama longevity, and L.L. Bean. Merry Britsmas podcast had an episode on March 26th titled Who is the Lord of Misrule? It's pretty much spring, so Adam is getting us uplifted with some timey-wimey nonsense from Doctor Who, dealing with a runaway bride, discovering the topsy-turvy world of the Lord of Misrule, and exploring some little-known indie Christmas songs from the UK. Check out the links in the show notes to hear the full songs he mentions in this episode.
Honey, I'm home!
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I would like to thank all the podcasters that are on our websites for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. As you know, I'm always looking for new and interesting podcasts. So if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Penn, and let me know. I love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of the podcast as well. I also encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com to review any or all of the podcasts that we have out there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.